We'll do this together.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey guys, this is our content warning, and me and Trevor are going to say the exact same thing starting now. Watch out.
We're content.
Salmon.
And then, gotta have it. Content.
Swear words. See?
That was beautiful. We should be Improv Kings, like on that show Improv Kings.
So check us out on Improv Kings.
Tuesday night on NBC.
Yeah, check us out on Improv Kings every Wednesday, where podcasts can be found under the Books Are Boring podcast. Download the podcast.
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder Cup on action 200 joins while I arrive.
No, shoot your eye out.
Oh no, it was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
I don't want to read anything at all.
Hey everyone.
Hey guys, welcome.
Hello, hello.
Just, you can talk normal.
Okay.
You know what the podcast, and you know how to say welcome.
Okay.
See, we're normal, happy podcasting friends here to lighten up everybody's day.
Hey, if your day's bad, we'll lighten it up.
We're about to lighten it up. Is your day, the bulb burned out earlier, and you thought you had another bulb, but that was actually a bulb that had burned out like 2 months ago, and you just put it back in the light bulb box, and so now it's all dark, and you need somebody to come in with a high-powered flashlight? That's what we do here. The Books Are Boring Flashlight.
So welcome to the Books Are Boring Flashlight.
This episode is a flashlight.
Episode 60, probably.
The big 6-0.
The big 6-0.
And it's a flashlight.
And it's a flashlight this episode.
So yeah, we are reaching high.
People out there, and they have their struggles, you know? Some people can't find their kids in the supermarket.
We got a flashlight for that.
We got a flashlight for that.
Some people think they may have dropped their keys in between, like, the bathtub and the wall, that little crack. We got a flashlight for that.
Somebody right there right now listening to this podcast is trying to escape from somebody who's entered their house illegally and is trying to kill them.
Yeah.
But they need to find a way out of the house.
Sure. Somebody's telling a bunch of kids around a campfire, like a spooky story, but it's like they don't realize it's way too adult. These are like 7-8-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
And you're telling some messed up, like.
Yeah, you like know, they're basically disturbing. Describing the movie Seven.
But. You got it,
man. Yeah.
And we got a flashlight to aim up at your face for that.
Yep. So, hold tight, strap one on, and...
Hold on.
we're here for you.
We're here for you. We didn't leave ourselves a lot of places to go with that.
No, we didn't. We really didn't.
So how's your life?
It's busy these days, but it's good. I got my shift covered today.
Good. So we can record?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to, like... I didn't want to work today. You know when you just, like, have it in your mind that I'm going to get the shift covered on a certain day?
And even
like,
if it's way ahead and there's not even real hope that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's getting more and more dismal, the thought of going in that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 1:30 in the morning last night, I got a text. I can actually take your shift now if you still want it covered. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
If I respond to that, that's definitely going to be a fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody at 1:30 the night before goes like, no, I'm...
I'd rather go into
raring to go.
Yeah.
I can't sleep. I'm so excited.
And then I had to like... It's her first non-training... Or second non-training shift. So I had to get it approved by a manager because like I'm more senior. So it's like...
So at 1:33 a.m. your manager got a text.
I'd get in so much trouble if I texted my manager in the middle and I... So I had to, like, wait till this morning to... I wouldn't get in trouble, but she'd be like, don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
So I had to wait till
not
morning.
Official trouble, but, like, do not fuck around. You don't text me at those hours.
Yeah.
Don't do silly shit like that.
Yeah. I got in trouble... Not in trouble yesterday, but kind of got in trouble yesterday. Because I was training, and I kept doing little things like, now we're not supposed to do this, but I'm not feeling it today, so I'm just going to. And at one point, I was just, like, we're not supposed to eat up front. Like, we can have a smoothie or a drink up front with us, but we're not supposed to just, like, straight up
chow
eat. Because if a customer comes in and we're just chewing on something, it doesn't look very good.
Yeah.
And I'm eating, like, a full smoothie bowl, so, like, with big chunks of fruit in it and stuff like that. Just standing there with my spoon eating granola and stuff. My boss walks in and one of the other new guys like tries to cover it up because to like not get me in trouble. She's like, Trevor, take 5 minutes, go to the back and eat that, and don't do that again.
You probably are like, sure thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I didn't learn a thing.
Yeah.
I will right now do that.
Yeah.
And you're going to walk in again next time, and I'm going to be grossly eating a bowl of Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
That sounds like you.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a worst case scenario for getting a shift covered.
Mm-hmm.
So at like 1:25 a.m. you expected to go into work?
Yeah. And like...
What were you doing?
I was just talking to Damien in the living room.
Just like, man, I don't know how I'm going to do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just don't think I can stomach another day in this place, man.
Yeah.
I can't do it. If I go in there, I'm gonna lose my mind. I'm going to start throwing plates.
Yeah. Well, I've been picking up a lot of shifts, and I've been training people, and training people is just so the stressful. Worst. Yeah. So, like, I was just like, it's the day when we were recording, and I also wasn't training anyone today. Like, one of the few ones, so it's, like, the perfect one to try to book off. Monday mornings are usually slow anyway, so yeah. You can usually get a new person, and it's fine. So it's like, this is the perfect one, and then it was just impossible to get it covered until 1:30 in the morning.
But then you got, like, the message, like, I can do it.
Yeah.
But she's still, like, in that zone where you can't just do that in faith, you gotta speak to your manager.
I gotta speak to so I had to text my manager, like, first thing this morning and get it.
And if she had gone, like, nah.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't think that's okay, actually, because blank is coming.
Yeah.
I didn't expect, and we gotta... That could have gone bad, man.
Yeah.
That gives me anxiety just hearing it. The reason that you're here right now, sitting here recording, is because of this horrible 1:30 a.m. ballet. Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that was a home run of a story.
Yeah, nobody's listening now. But I did get some good beers last night.
Oh, yeah?
I went to Bellwoods Brewery, highly recommended, and I got...
What'd you pick up from Bellwoods?
I got the Goblin Sauce. It's a IPA. Double-hopped IPA with... Lupulin powder.
Oh.
I have no idea what that is, but it makes it taste good.
Good, yeah.
I also had a beer recently with lactose added.
Just to catch a few... Now with added peanuts.
Yeah. It's funny because I didn't realize...
A little bit of shellfish.
Yeah. That's what Clamato was. It's like, I want to start a tomato juice company, but my wife's allergic to shellfish and I hate her, so...
That's just the funniest thing. Craft beers right now, the pop ones, like sours, are like huge. I personally don't feel like I'm on this wave of like craft beers that are like triple hopped IPA
and
dry hopped sour from Hopsville.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the sours. A lot of people are though.
Yeah. Like a crazy amount of people are. And I used to consider myself a pretty versatile, like paletted person. Like,
yeah.
I liked beer. In all of its forms. But, like, sours, I can have, like, at most, like, a flight, so that they're very, very small.
Yeah.
So I can get a taste in with normal, full-bodied ales that I prefer. But, like, everyone loves that shit now. Like, if you make a sour, a dry hop sour anywhere, if you can it, if you make it so it's, like, $3 ish, like, it's going to sell like crazy in Toronto right now. It messes with me.
I had a really good dry hop... Pilsner from Left Field. They're making a good one.
Left Field does some good. But their sours also.
Popular. Yeah.
Then their dry hopped Pilsner.
Yeah.
Who's that in the market for? Just you?
Just me. He's like, I'm like, looking at him, I'm like, hello. And he's like, well, it's not like you're a regular Pilsner. I'm like, go on.
In what way? It tastes different.
You
find that more the taste is more different?
That's what I think. That's what I told him. He's like, do you want to try some? I was like, well, I'm not going to say no. And then I was like, it tastes more different.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's what a lot of our clients are saying.
Yeah, like one beer tastes more different from another.
Yeah, that was actually my criticism of the last new beer that I tried, is that it tasted more different than what was before.
Right. And if you get line them all up, just taste them differently.
One more different after the next.
It's crazy, and then...
It's crazy how many more different... We should stop this.
No.
But remember...
Welcome to the More Different Podcast.
It's a flashlight.
Right, welcome to the flashlight.
We have to land on what this episode is. Is it the More Different Beers, or is it a flashlight?
Right.
But with beers, I remember when it used to come to, like, jackasses who would say, like, oh, I don't like beer.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like, I don't like food. You know? I don't like a whole huge category of things
that
are a spectrum.
Yeah.
No. When they would say that, they go like, I don't like beer. If I just taste like piss. It's like, well, no. It, there's so many different flavor profiles. Yeah. You can go get something that's real desserty and chocolatey and sweet.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have any of the bitterness that you're describing. Yeah. You will find a beer if you like, you know, having like any kind of bitter drink at all. You will find a beer that you like. There's like fruity ones. You can even go the Radler way. Start with ciders. Get into it that way.
Yeah.
But now, when people go like, yeah, beer just tastes like piss. I'm like, statistically speaking, you're running a much higher risk of getting a piss beer.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, $3.45 for that can. That's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you get yourself a dry hop sour and you're not into beers.
Yeah.
I personally used to tell people, go to LCBO and choose some stuff that looks good to you. And one of those is going to... Now I'd be worried to send somebody.
That's true. Like you are. Well, maybe not as much at the LCBO. But yeah, no, actually, they're getting more like craft beers in there. Yeah.
It's location to location now.
Yeah.
Because like, there's... Now since we moved into your old neighborhood, the Annex. Like,
yeah.
There's the beer store that you always go to. They've got a great selection. But they close at like 2 p.m. every day or whatever.
Yeah. Or just randomly, I would
Randomly. Yeah. Yeah. They're just like closed for bar mitzvah. Or whatever it is. So I go to LCBO. And the one... up north at DuPont just like has nothing. It's got lots of beers, but like 65 by Collective Arts that are all just like shades different from each other.
Oh yeah.
You know? It's like a dry hopped coriander ale, dry hopped coriander bitter ale.
Yeah.
And then 16 different versions like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's fine, but I'm not going to pay $7 for each fucking can of that shit. Just to go home and find that it's another sourish, super citrusy version of hops.
Yeah.
It's exciting enough, but like the one side of the issue, like the sweets, the typical like ales from England, they're just like not around as much.
Yeah.
Nobody's experimenting with those, I guess, because they're not as fun for millennials.
Yeah, fuck it.
Getting all upset.
Yeah.
Whew, I gotta start thinking about flashlights.
You know Sunday Night Live in Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
With a
Doyle.
A friend of the show, Adele Dix and Erica Gellert. Me and Damien went like maybe 2 years ago now, and there was one sketch where it's like American tourists in Europe, and it was just like they go into a pub and they're talking about all these different types of beer, kind of describing it the same way you were, and then he just goes, "I just want a light American lager." And oh man, like me and Damien still quote that every time we go into a bar.
that's really funny.
And every time I meet somebody from SNL or Sunday Night Live.
You just about called it SNL.
Yeah. Which is the acronym, but sure. Yeah, Sunday Night Live, the Sketchersons. Every time I meet somebody in the Sketchersons, I mention that sketch. And like to them it's not one that like stands above all the other ones, but for me it's like the greatest sketch I've ever seen.
Yeah, just like when we went and saw that one comedy show on the day of Chipotle, and like we just had that really stupid day, and we saw that one guy. It was mostly bad comics, but then this one guy made that joke about the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes,
you ever won one of those? Obama, you know I haven't. We just quoted that for years.
Oh yeah, you know I haven't. What was that? Oh, I haven't seen. Who is that?
I have no idea who that guy was.
Just track him down. He was a funny comedian.
The big, beautiful blonde.
Man. Yeah.
Who was the funniest standout from that?
Back when I'd go to open mic nights at Yuck Yucks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should do that again.
We should.
Yeah.
Let's both go.
Yeah. I want to do stand up again. That's my goal this year, is to start doing stand up again, and I get scared.
I thought your goal this year was to finally learn how to drive a Segway and run over an old woman.
Yeah. Oh, I have a few goals this year. One of them is to see how long I can grow my pubes. Through pure willpower, just making them grow longer.
Just by squeezing. Careful of your sphincter.
Yeah. I was walking by a table the other day at work, and I just overhear this guy go, "I don't know, every time I drive by a KFC, my butthole just clenches right up."
Wow.
And it's one of my favorite things I overheard a customer say. That and
my butthole clenches.
One time I was walking by a table and this lady goes, "Well, maybe if she'd read her Bible once in a while."
That's so funny because like I could probably match you like line for line, but like you're overhearing people talking at tables.
Yeah.
I'm hearing people overhearing people at dog stores.
Oh yeah.
Or people are just asking me questions like what's a cocker spaniel? It's like, but I just don't feel like you need to know that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be the one who told you what it was, because there's no way you got good intentions with that question. Yeah. Did your granddaughter get one, and you want to get them a good gift? What's a cocker? No. Get out of here with that.
Get out of here.
You don't walk into a dog. What's a cocker spaniel? Don't walk into a vegan restaurant. What's an avocado? Like, you're not welcome there.
Speaking of vegan, sorry, I slept in a little bit yesterday, even though it was a late in the afternoon shift, and I had to take an Uber. And
classic Trevor.
Yeah, and the Uber driver's like, so where do you work? And I was like, oh, a restaurant. He's like, what kind of restaurant? I was like, it's mostly, like, vegan food. And he goes, oh, so lots of vegetables? I was like, yep. It's cool. And then it was like silence for a while.
He's like, oh, you do know what I'm talking about.
It was silent for a while, and then randomly he goes, how many vegetables you say you have there? It's like, what? That's your follow-up question? 10 minutes later?
15.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, we got...
You should have listened. Sorry.
Yeah. I sort of did. I was like, well, we got broccoli, and we got carrots, and we got avocado.
Avocado, and getting to the bottom of the list here. Corn.
We have one corn.
Oh, and beans. That's it.
Just going to take a little break here. Just remembered I forgot to take my medication, folks.
Do-do-do-do. Trevor forgot to take his meds. Do-do-do-do. Because he slept really late in his bed.
Da-na-na-na. I didn't have to go to work.
But if he doesn't take them, then he goes nuts in the head. Do-do-do-do. And we're back. I wonder if that song will make it in.
Yeah, that song will make it in. This is Trevor in the Morning.
This is great, because in this episode so far,
yeah,
you picked up and described an empty bottle of beer on your desk.
Yes.
And then we sang a song about you taking your medication.
Yes. We talked about both my mental illnesses, my alcoholism and my crazy.
I was going to try to like pile onto that and add one more, but yeah, all of it seemed way too victimizing and thoughtless.
So yeah, no, I would have loved it.
You schizophrenia.
I just checked out David's pants, because like there was like in the corner of my eye, I kept thinking he had just a pen hanging out of his pocket, and I didn't want to like just look down and be like, what? So I was like, I just did it. I just looked at your pants. I thought David had a white pen on his leg.
Any punchline for this?
Or? Nope.
Okay, guys, I'm so sorry about that. It's a zipper, and it's my fault for wearing these pants and distracting
Very
Trevor.
Distracting pen.
I came in here once, I was wearing a flower on my lapel, and Trevor, like, he couldn't speak anymore. You can't have distracting things like that in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get into the trenches with Trevor and have something that, like, jingling keys in front of him. He's gonna shoot his own gun at his leg.
Yeah. How do you feel about Simon and Garfunkel? Do you listen to a lot? You listen to them a lot?
I guess my parents did. Okay. So yeah, I have fond memories. Yeah. And the songs that I like.
I love them. But I've been listening to them lately, and I realize that their lyrics are weird.
Okay.
Just like really weird. Like the do you know the song America?
Maybe.
It's like a road trip movie. I mean, music song? Song.
The song that's a movie.
Yeah, it's like, you know how they take a story sometimes and they put music over it? He's just like the whole song's about going across America on a bus. And he just describes things he sees on this song. But one of the lines is like, they were pretending another guy on the bus was a spy, and that his bow tie was actually a camera.
Okay.
And it's just like Paul Simon's beautiful beautiful song, like lyrics, and Garfunkel's beautiful voice, and it's like, I don't know, it caught me off guard.
Saying some strange ass shit.
Yeah, love it.
Well, they've got a massive catalog.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually that breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Like at first, it's like love and the beach, doo doo doo.
Yeah,
and then it just starts coming with man, camera in his tie,
or the zoo song.
What's the zoo?
Something tells me it's all happening at the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a weird song.
That is a weird song.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I think that just that's going to happen with
everyone. Yeah.
Once you make more than 5 songs.
Yeah, you're done.
You're going to have some weird
shit. It's like this podcast. We're on episode 60. And
it's about flashlights.
It's about flashlights. We used to, like, we at Christmas, we do, like, a family gift exchange where, like, you draw names.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my brother started, like, playing the who's going to get the flashlight game, because that was always, like, whoever didn't. It's like flashlights and a socket set are the gifts that if you don't know what to get somebody in my family, you just get them one of those. And
lights always go out. Bolts always need tightening.
Yeah. So one year my mom caught on to the joke, and like at our gift exchange, she would always give one of it, like at our family, like Christmas Eve, we'll open presents Christmas Eve with her family.
Yeah.
Every year she would give one of us randomly a flashlight. So great. That became the game, like who's going to get the flashlight this year, and like our actual.
That's a pretty fun game.
Yeah.
My mom's game is every year she gave us some kind of projectile launcher. All four of us.
Nice.
And we'd shoot them at each other.
That's great. Yeah.
One time she gave us, I may have even talked about this before, it's possible, I talked about it on this podcast.
Yeah.
But she gave us these slingshots. They were slingshots, but the thing you pull back, the ball wasn't sitting in that.
Yeah.
The ball would actually sit in the middle of the Y, like it held it there. And the thing you pulled back was like a hammer. And the hammer would bash it out of that little spot it was propped. And because of that physics, it was random.
Yeah.
There was no aiming. It was wherever the hammer hit the ball, it was going to fly in a crazy direction.
Yeah.
And so they were strong. It had like surgical tubing was like the elastic part. And they would fly really hard, these little foam balls.
Yeah.
And Dan's like, all right. So these seem really lethal. I think someone's going to have to take a face shot to see just how bad it is. So sure enough, it was him, and it was bad. We stopped playing with those really soon.
Yeah.
But every year, like, even when we were younger, my mom once got me and Andrew sock'em boppers just to hit each other with.
Amazing.
Just me, like, a year and a half older than Andrew, and basically, like, with half-inflated balloons on my hands.
Yeah.
Just beat the shit out of my little brother for Christmas.
That's amazing.
That's what my mom got me.
My brother got a BB gun one year for Christmas, and a couple days later, we're like sitting in my room, and he's just like holding it in his hand, and he like cocks it, and then he's just like holding it with his finger like resting on the trigger, and of course it goes off, hits a picture of me in the eye, bounces off and hits me in the eye. Like, right under the eye, like, on the eyelid.
Oh, my God. That's the best. As more time passes, I, like, get more and more terrified of those little things.
Yeah.
Because I realize, back when you're a kid, you're not necessarily invincible. Because you see plenty of kids who, like, terrible, like, they gotta go get surgery to fix the thing. They need 1,000 stitches.
Yeah.
Like, kids aren't invincible. They just grow out of those injuries.
It's just
really fast.
And the people who tell, like, are telling the stories as adults are the ones who survived. So, like, yeah, exactly. Oh, man, we got some. Like, we used to take a bow and arrow and, like, a full legal hunting bow and arrow and shoot it up in the air and just dodge the arrow coming back down.
Yeah. We did that. Me and my friends would gun handfuls of knitting needles into the air and play the exact same
That's
game.
That's amazing. Well, I had my cousin made a potato gun once, and I was trying to get it working, and I'm, like, hitting the switch. I'm like, it's not working, and then I just, like, held it down, down lower, and then it, like, boom, just went and, like, smashed against my neighbor's house, like, an inch away from the window. Oh, like, that thing would have just went right through
the
window.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I was thinking the potato cans are crazy. Yeah. Oh, man. But, yeah, it's like you weren't invincible back then. We just happened to get through it.
Yeah.
I deserve to be so much more disfigured.
Yeah.
And I'm not completely undisfigured. I got a little bit disfigured along the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, like, now, knowing that it was just the fact that I happened to dodge the knitting needles.
Yeah.
It wasn't that, you know, they're kids.
Yeah.
They make it. That I was very lucky.
Yeah.
Now I'm very scared of the concept of, you know, kids playing. I see a kid just, like, walking a little bit, and then I also notice, like, there's kind of a corner at head height.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's gonna be a death in 5 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, whereas before, I would let a kid go in a knife store. I'm like, kids are fine.
Kids are fine. They all survive. No kid has ever died.
The kids be kids. He's on a driving mower. He's 4.
Yeah. Oh, what's gonna happen? Like, yeah, growing up in a small town, like, we're out in the country, really, yeah, we just, like, went off. Like, we just ran off into the woods and we're gone for
found,
hours.
Yeah, yeah. If you found a wood, if you didn't live on the woods,
yeah,
you were able to just find them, you just walked into them.
Yeah.
And that's where murderers go.
Yeah.
We had a canoe. Street lamps and stuff.
Yeah, I remember once we had a tree fort that we built like 30 feet up in a tree, and my brother like just broke through it.
Just fell
through the boards, and then like hit his head on the branch below and passed out, and it's just like sliding from branch to branch, unconscious.
Oh my god.
And I was just standing there in fear, because I have like already a fear of heights, and then I didn't know what to do, and luckily our friend was over, and not me.
Yeah, and he had better...
Like, jumped from branch to branch and grabbed him before he, like, hit the ground.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man?
He Spider-Maned it, yeah.
Holy shit.
It was pretty intense.
Okay, so, dude, by the way, when you have a story that, like, you were one of three characters...
Yeah.
One was a victim, one was Spider-Man, and one was a coward...
Yeah.
Maybe doctor your position a little bit. Maybe, like, I was on the ground, there was nothing I could have done, but I witnessed... No, he said, I was scared of heights, and I watched my brother fall to his probable death, and then some other hero, Spider-Man, saved him, who was better than I.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a better person, too.
I mean, just posturing for, like, you know, future, like, looking cool, getting dates and stuff. Tell the story different. Listen, just hear me out. I got an edited version of your story for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so pretend I'm you.
Yeah.
Me and my brother and a friend who was over, we're up in this tree fort that we built, like 2,000 feet in the air.
Yeah.
In a great tree from the planet Kashyyyk from the Star Wars universe. These trees are thousands and thousands of years old and thousands of feet high. So we're up in this crazy high tree, and my brother, you're not going to believe this, he passes out cold because he's stupid. And he starts falling branch to branch to his very likely death. Now... I dive to save him, but a ninja flies out of nowhere, and I need to defend myself from this crazed ninja. See what I'm doing here?
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
I'm changing the details.
Okay, so let me try.
Sure, okay.
Okay. Version 3. I'm standing there, I'm just hugging the branch, crying.
Okay, like,
screaming.
I'm gonna stop you.
Okay.
All right. So, with rage, because I've just killed a man, a ninja who attacked me, I'm crying and screaming, I did it! Now to save my brother! But... Peter Parker himself is my friend. I didn't know he was Spider-Man. I thought he was just mild-mannered nerd boy who likes to take photographs of Mary Jane while she's showering. No, he's actually a superhero. And he swings down, catches my brother right before he hits the ground. They share the most romantic upside-down kiss you've ever seen.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Let me try.
Okay.
I poop my pants a little bit.
From fear?
From fear.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not getting it.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
So tell the original version and not that you pooped your pants version.
Okay. Yeah.
So I went to medieval times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us all about that.
For Jody's birthday. It was great. I was standing on a branch. I shit myself.
Great.
Now, it's funny because everyone who's heard it... Oh, you went there, huh?
Yeah. That was my reaction. Yeah, I was like, why?
Ironically, no. Well, okay, so Jody's got the nostalgia.
Yeah.
She wanted to go. It's fun. It's
eat
with your hands. We like Game of Thrones. So,
it's,
you know, you live with a bunch of boys who love to, like, play WWE, which is just, like, a fake version of fake wrestling. Right? And it's, like, all about the theatrics and the silliness of it. This is the same deal, but with swords and jousting and, like,
it's
pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It's not really cool when The Undertaker walks out. But it is when all the pyrotechnics go off.
Yeah.
Right? So it's pretty sweet when the lance hits the shield.
Yeah.
And then it knocks the dude off his thing. It explodes with splinters. And they start fighting with a mace on the ground.
Yeah.
The one dude was bloodied up at the end for real.
Oh, really?
Because he got dunked in the head. Yeah. And he kept fighting it out anyway. It was pretty great.
That's cool.
Kind of cool. Yeah. This dude was there on his bachelor party. He was in the red sections. I basically turned on my own team. I was in red and black. Or black and white was the section I was in. And next to us was red.
Yeah.
And this one guy came decked out with his full, like, king outfit and a sword and a crown and everything because it was his bachelor party.
That's so funny.
At medieval times.
Yeah.
Right? So we basically walked in and gave him the same, like, really? Unironically?
Yeah.
This is what you want? But, like, they were so fired up and pre-drunk, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That, like, every now and then they just are going, like, red, 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 red. And, like, I started joining in. So the whole night, even though I was in the black and white section, and when our, like, night was coming around and, like, giving us fanfare and stuff, I'd be like, red, 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 red. And, you know, you have a few drinks there, and the drinks are technically a little bit cheaper than you'd pay at, like, around the same as a bar, but, like, a little less than, like, a movie theater even, or any other form of entertainment where you can get a drink.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. After that, we went to a house party. After that, we went out to a bar. So it was, like, a really great night overall.
Yeah.
I stand by Medieval Times.
Okay, nice. Yeah, that's pretty.
And by the way, if you're ever going to do anything online like that where you got to just go buy a ticket, also just Google a coupon beforehand.
Yeah.
So we save like $60.
That's what I did with Lyft. I got the app Lyft on my phone.
Yeah.
And I just Googled a coupon and I got $100 off.
Boom.
Yeah. it's broken up into $5 things, but like, yeah.
That's going to work out. If you use it as much as you use Uber.
Yeah.
Every time you're paying $5 less.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe in Medieval Times. I believe in Googling coupons beforehand. Yeah. And I believe that when a room is dark and you need to see something, a best tool for the job is a flashlight.
Yes. Those are great things to believe. And you want to know what I believe? Nah. I believe that since I'm the ranking officer on this ship, it's from The Matrix. When she's like...
So you didn't have a belief behind it?
No.
That's not even a fully thought out joke, man.
None of my jokes. You know that about me.
So should we maybe apologize?
Yeah. A little bit of an apologizing.
I would like to apologize to all of the very talented brew maestros who make dry hopped sours that are probably really good and took a lot of effort to make them really good. And I say that it's gross.
And I would like to apologize to Bellwood Brewery for not mentioning that. Can you just make a lager?
You just make a
light American lager. I'd like to apologize for to my parents. They know why.
Yeah, it's about time you said that.
Thank you.
And I'd like to apologize to our listeners for not really getting into the nitty gritty of flashlights.
Oh yeah, you put the battery in, wind it up. Yep, get a flashlight. That's how flashlights work.
Yeah, man. I had a lot to say about flashlights, but you distracted me.
Yeah.
So tune in next time when we talk about flashlights.
Some do wind up, but it's like not the same ones that you also put the battery in.
You mean the one, like the wind up, the crank? Okay, like that's a good survival tool.
Yeah.
That's not that dumb.
No, but they don't have batteries also.
Well, they have a battery. That's what stores there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know how energy works.
Yeah. So what's the name of this podcast?
Work, 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 Sky Moon.